We established that the Balei Tshuva play a unique, a special role in Simchas Pesach Shoev. And we'd like to understand why. In order to present a thesis with regard to the Tochen, the essence of Sukkos and its sanctity, unique sanctity, let's mention the concept of Atavach Artonu, which appears and reflects itself in every one of the Moedim, but plays a unique role with regard to Chag HaSukkos. With regard to Yom HaKippurim, we've discussed the Yud Gimel Midos HaRachamim, the first of which are Hashem Hashem. The names of Hashem, Yud Kei Vav Kei, Chazal say, Ani Hashem Kodem Achet, Ani Hashem Li'achar Achet. These two names reflect two different worlds. Let's begin backwards. The second name, which is Li'achar Achet, that's the Shem Hashem, which is the source for the power of tshuva. The power of tshuva does not come into being with any sort of expression that's verbal, that's made up of sentences and paragraphs, things or words that can be translated and can be used in various different experiences of life. All the other midos of the Yud Gimel midos, for example, if we take the case of Notzer Chesed, Erech HaPayim, these are words that have meaning. You can use them to reflect on interpersonal relations between human beings. But with regard to tshuva, the power of tshuva comes into being with the Shem Havaya. The Shem Havaya cannot be translated. It's not common to any other concept that exists in this world. It's Bilti Lashem Levado. The name Yudkei Vovkei is unique and it is exclusive to God. Kocha Shel Tshuva, the power of Tshuva, is not a power that exists in the universe, in the biological universe as we know it. But rather it's an entity, it's an existence that's absolutely new. And it came into being through the second Shem Havaya, which again, as we said, is something that cannot be translated. It doesn't have any common experience in the world at large. The Shem Havaya is the Shem which is Mahave, which gives existence, which gives life to everything. We talk about the Shem Havaya as being Mamtzi as Kol Hamitzius Kula. It engendered existence. Anything that exists is generated by the Shem Havaya. And not only that, the Shem Havaya breathes or generates existence every single second, every moment, taking non-existence, ayin, into existence, into yesh. And since this Shem Havaya has no expression, it doesn't come to expression in any set of words, and we cannot express the power, the source of the midah, the power of tshuva, in any other way, with any other expression other than havaya, it means that tshuva itself is a new creation. It's a yesh me'ayin and ex nihilo in a second round. The first round, which is the first Shem Havaya that engenders existence for everything in the physical universe and continues to maintain that existence, that's one round of creation. But that round of creation could only continue to exist until chet, until sin. With sin, the universe loses, forfeits its right to exist. And therefore, in the Madura Kama of creation, the first round of creation, the power of existence that's engendered by the Shem Havaya does not exist beyond the moment of sin. The moment of sin is the moment of termination of the creative power of Havaya, And now, at this particular juncture, the Shem Havaya, which is connected to the other Yud Gimel Midos, as the Shem Kodem Achet, reaches its fruition, so to speak. It reaches its kates. Now, at this moment, a new existence is generated by the second Shem Havaya, the Yud Kei Vav Kei Liachar Achet, creating, as it were, a new world, a world of tshuva. Without the world of tshuva, as we said before, the first world that's created by Shem Havaya comes to its termination. The new world, which is engendered by the second Shem Havaya, is the world of tshuva. And we take this one step further with regard to the role of tefillah and the essence of tefillah, of prayer. Tefillah plays a unique role in the world of tshuva, in the second world that was created by the second Shem Havaya. Moshe Rabbeinu was taught the tefillah of tshuva at a very particular crossroads, a very unique moment in history following the Chet HaEgel. There was an attempt of tefillah at the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu's response was very, very strong. He said, Ma Titzek Elai. Chachamim explain that the tefillah at the moment of Kriyas Yamsuf was meaningless. Hashem said, Ma Titzek Elai, Olai HaDover Tolui V'lo Alecha. You have no shaychus to what's going on at Kriyas Yamsuf. Kriyas Yamsuf is part of Maisa Bracious of creation. When the Pasuk says, Vayashev Ha'am Leitono, Chazal Se Litno Arishon, there was a condition made with creation in the Maisa Bracious that there will be a moment of Kriyas Yamsuf. Anything related to Kriyas Yamsuf belongs to the creation, to Yetzir itself, and therefore it doesn't enter into the territory of tefillah. Tefillah is meaningless. It cannot impact on anything that touches on creation itself. And therefore, Ma Titzak Elai, Kriyas Yamsuf belongs to Yetzirah, to creation, and that's outside of the purview, the realm of tefillah. Tefillah cannot be meaningful in that realm. With regard to tshuva, the power of tefillah that belongs to Madura Kama, that belongs to the first world, the world that was engendered by Havaya Kodem Lachet, that role and purpose of tefillah is with regard to nature, the world as it was created by Shem Havaya Kodem Lachet, the first Madura Kama. Tefillah is meaningful for children, for life itself, for health, for sustenance, mezonos. But tshuva doesn't belong to that world of the first gracious, of the first creation. Tshuva belongs to a new world, a yetzirah that is post Havaya Shnia, that is engendered by Havaya Shnia. And therefore, the old kind of prayer that belongs to the first creation, just like it is meaningless with regard to Kriyas Yamsuf, because Kriyas Yamsuf is part of Yetzirah, so too it's meaningless with regard to tshuva. To be mispalta HaKadosh Baruch Hu for tshuva is meaningless within the context of Havaya Rishon of the Madura Kama of Yetzirah, because tshuva is part of a new Yetzirah. The first Shem Havaya is not going to be sufficient to create the world of tshuva or the special unique tefillah of tshuva. And therefore, just like the powers of tshuva are not an extension of those powers that existed in the world before Chet, so too the koach ha-tshuva, the power of of tefillah with regard to tshuva, does no longer belongs to the power of tefillah that exists in all other realms of human experience. And the source for all this is really explicit in the Torah. Because with regard to the service of tefillah of prayer, we were commanded, Vavadetem es Hashem Elokeichem, Chazal say, Zui Avodah Shebalev, Zui Tefillah. But at the moment that Moshe Rabbeinu stood up to pray following the Maisa Egel, the Torah says, Vayavor Hashem El Panov Vayikra, And the Gemara tells us in Rosh Hashanah, Sa'atei v'Kodesh Baruch Kishatz v'Herolo Seder Tefillah. Why didn't HaKadosh Baruch Hu simply say to Moshe Rabbeinu, V'avadetem es Hashem Elokecha? Now's time for Tefillah. There's a whole Seder of Tefillah that is derived from the Pasuk V'avadetem. But instead, HaKadosh Baruch Hu demonstrates an entirely new entity of Tefillah. V'avar Hashem Elpanov, Hashem doesn't even teach the Seder HaTefillah in words and sentences, but rather Hashem actually lives it out. He plays it out. He gives Moshe Rabbeinu the vision of what this could be. And the answer is because the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu following the Chet HaEgel belongs to the world of tshuva. He was asking for slicha for the Maisa Egel. Such a prayer has no connection to the general universal prayer that belongs to the first creation. And therefore, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is mechadish for Moshe Rabbeinu a Seder Tefillah in the world of Tshuva. He revealed to Moshe Rabbeinu that just as there's prayer which is effective in the world of the Shem Havaya Rishon, so too there's a Seder Tefillah that is effective in the world of Shem Havaya Shnia, in the world that's created by the second Shem Havaya, the world of Tshuva. And this new idea of the power, the effectiveness of tefillah in the world of tshuva is so profound that there would be no possibility of HaKadosh Baruch Hu formulating a mandate, a tzimri, presenting to him a command, but rather the chiddush here has to be revealed in a vision, as we said before, v'yared Hashem banan, melamed shenisatev HaKadosh Baruch Hu kishatz. If not for the fact that the Chazal say it, and the Pasuk says it, we couldn't even say such a thing. And you know what? We daven all the time for help from Hashem, divine assistance in the service, in the avodah of tshuva. And we do it in the same way, in the same breath, that we ask Hashem for all our other needs, as we mentioned before, Chaim, Mazoni, and Bonai. And that's because we don't really understand, we don't appreciate the great chiddush of tshuva insofar as it belongs to a whole new world that was created by Shem Havaya, and we don't appreciate the power and the source or the essence of tefillah in that world of tshuva, in that new world. The power of tshuva is the greatest chiddush. It's second only to the Pella, to the wonder of God creating Shamayim V'aretz ex nihilo. In any event, just like there's no room for tefillah with regard to the creative process, the Maisa Bracious, in which God created Shemayim V'aretz, as we said before, Matitzik, I like Kriyas Yamsuf is part of the Maisa Bracious of Shemayim V'aretz, so too, according to the strict letter of the law, it would make no sense to be Mispalel Binyani Tshuva, because to ask Hashem for assistance in Tshuva is touching on a whole new world, which was created by Havayah Shnia. And again, the claim, the counter-argument of Matitzik Alai should be relevant to Tefillah Binyani Tshuva, but HaKadosh Baruch Hu is Misatev Kishatz. He created some new kind of Tefillah that belongs to this new world of Tshuva, and that's the Yud Gimel Midas HaRachamim. And if we ask about Yom HaKippurim, and what is the token, the essence of Yom HaKippurim? We give the answer, well, it's a day of tshuva and slicha. That's not really the end of the story. The definition of Yom HaKippurim is much more profound than just a day of tshuva and slicha. It's a day dedicated to tshuva. The Mishnah tells us at the end of Tainis that the day of Yom HaKippurim is reflected in the Pasuk Yom Chasunoso, V'yom Simchas Libo. And this pasuk refers to Matan Torah and to the second set of luchos that were given to Klal Yisrael on Yom HaKippurim. In the first set of luchos, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in the second set of luchos, Anochi Hashem Elokecha, in the first set of luchos on the 6th of Sivan, in the second set of luchos on the 10th of Tishrei. Between those two calendar dates, the Chet HaEgel took place. And that event precipitated the breaking of the first set of luchos, ultimately the tshuva of Klal Yisrael, and that tshuva reached its fruition, its pinnacle, on the day of Yom HaKippurim, on the 10th of Tishrei, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the tshuva, and he said, Salachti kidvarecha, Moshe Rabbeinu is given the second set of luchos. This is the significance of Yom HaKippurim. And just as we said before, that tefillah has two different sources. Tefillah number one is V'yavaratem Hashem Elokeichem. Ezi avodah shebelev zui tefillah. Number two, V'yavar Hashem al panav v'yikra. Shenis atef HaKadosh Baruch Hu b'kishas. The first tefillah has its root in the world that existed kodim l'chait. Shem avaya rishona, the second tefillah in the second creation of Shem Avaya Shnia. The tefillah of tshuva needs a source unto itself. And so too does Kabbalah Satorah. Kabbalah Satorah also has two different sources. There's a Kabbalah Satorah anew, al derech ha-tshuva, as part and parcel of the framework of tshuva in the aftermath of Chet Ha'egel. And that Kabbalah Satorah of tshuva needs its own source. And just as on the 6th of Sivan, there was a Kabbalah Satorah in the situation, the reality of Kodem Achet, so too there was a Kabbalah Satorah on the 10th of Tishrei, al derech ha-tshuva li'achar achet. And therefore the definition, the essence of Yom HaKippurim, does not exhaust itself in the fact that it's a day of tshuva, but in the fact that it's a day of Kabbalah Satorah al derech ha-tshuva, within the framework of the world of tshuva, and through tshuva there's a new Kabbalah Satorah. That's the Yom Chasunoso. The Yom itself is Yom HaKippurim. The world of tshuva is not an extension of the original world that was created, Yesh Me'ayin, but rather it's an extension that's generated by the Havaya Chadosh, the new existence that comes as a result of the creative process of Havaya Shnia, and therefore it needs its own tefillah, and it needs its own tzura, its own type of Kabbalah Satorah. The world of tshuva is a Havaya Chadasha, it's a new world from its very inception. And that world has its own existence, its own rules and regulations that govern it. And therefore, within the context of this Havaya Chadasha, all the fundamentals of reality are unique. They have their own matbea, their own flavor to them. And therefore, that Havaya needs a new Matan Torah, a Matan Torah which is appropriate to the rules and regulations that govern this second Havaya, the Havaya Chadasha, the Havaya of the world of Tshuva. And in a similar light, we can point out that in the Avodas HaTshuva and the Avodas HaTfilah, we have a brand new source of Havaya Shnia. And clearly we need a different type of Avodas HaTfilah in the world of Tshuva. It is a Seder HaTfilah. There's going to be an entire sequence that creates a Tfilah Shel Tshuva. But it's got its own style, its own essence, its own depth, because it belongs to the world of tshuva. This is a brand new world, the world of tshuva. And we see that with regard to the creation of Knesset Yisrael, there was an entity of Knesset Yisrael before Chet. But after Chet, the Maisa Egel, the old created Knesset Yisrael, that entity of Knesset Yisrael is gone. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says to Moshe, Hinichali, V'icharapi b'em v'chalem, Hashem says, I will destroy the people of Israel. And at that moment, reflected in that statement of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there was kiloyon, there was destruction to Klal Yisrael in a conceptual sense. But after Slicha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted the tefillah of Moshe Rabbeinu, when there was Slichas Chet Maisa Egel, now there's a brand new existence, an eternal existence to a new Knesset Yisrael. What we see here in front of us is that the Slichas Maisa Egel engenders a brand new creation, a new entity of Knesset Yisrael, al derech ha-tshuva. And it's got to fulfill the rules that belong to this Havaya, this world, this new existing world, which is unique to the world of Tshuva. There's going to be a revelation of the Yud Gimel, a teaching of the Yud Gimel, Midas HaRachamim, and a teaching of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, this Atev Kishatz, Hera Lomoshe, Lomoshe Seder HaTefillah. This is the Seder HaMiuchad Labali Tshuva. And if this be the case, we can swing back to our original discussion. Chag HaSukkos is the Chag that commemorates the Hakofa, the fact that we were surrounded in the desert by Anani HaKavod. And we, the people of Israel, Knesset Yisrael, merited this great, fantastic miracle that belongs to the metaphysical world, the world of Anani HaKavod, when they left Mitzrayim in the month of Nisan. But nevertheless, our Anani HaKavod, or a different Anani HaKavod, the original Anani HaKavod that were created when Knesset Yisrael emerged as a people in Nisan, at the moment of the Exodus of Mitzrayim, those Anani HaKavod no longer exist. There's a whole new entity of Anani HaKavod. And that's the Anani HaKavod that came into existence in the month of Tishrei, not immediately following the redemption from Egypt, but quite a few months later. And this is all made clear by the Gaon, by the Vilna Gaon, in his commentary on Shir HaShirim in Perek Aleph Pasuk Dalet. And the Gaon says that at the moment that the Jewish people worshipped the Egel, the Anani HaKavod were removed, and they weren't returned until they began to build the Mishkan. Moshe comes down on Yom HaKippurim, and the very next day, Vayakel Moshe, Moshe gathers the people on the 11th of Tishrei, and the Pasuk says, Ha'am heviu b'boker b'boker. It was another 2 days, that means Yud Beis and Yud Gimel of Tishrei. And on the 14th of Tishrei, every Chacham Lev took from Moshe the Zav that was measured precisely. And on the 15th of Tishrei, they began to erect the Mishkan. That, says the Gaon, is the day in which the Anani HaKavod returned to Klal Yisrael. And that's why we celebrate Sukkot, not at the time of the Anani HaKavod of Yetzias Mitzrayim, those who removed after the Egel, those who were only temporary, but the permanent Anani HaKavod that took Klal Yisrael for 40 years through the desert, they came into existence to protect Klal Yisrael on the 15th of Tishrei. And those Anani HaKavod were essentially different and unique. It was a new creation. They never existed. By far superseded, surpassed, I should say, the first set of Anani HaKavod of Yetzias Mitzrayim. And all the Brisos and Melechs HaMishka, Tosfos and Shabbos and elsewhere describe and refer to the second set of Anani HaKavod that came into existence on the 15th of Tishrei at the time of the beginning of the Mishkan. And if you take a look in Rashi, in Sefer Vayikra, in Perek Tes, Pasuk Chav Dalet, Rashi says that all the Torah, all the effort, the energies that went into building the Mishkan, was in order that we should know that we achieved Kapara for the sin of the Egel. And now we understand that the Anani HaKavod of Chag HaSukkos that we commemorate beginning tonight are not the Anani HaKavod of Yetzias Mitzrayim, but the Anani HaKavod that came back at the Maase of Mishkan, the Anani HaKavod that testify, that teach us about the Slicha of the Maase Egel. And the Slichas Maase Egel, as we said before, is the Yetzirah Chadosha. It's a new creation of Knesset Yisrael within the world of Tshuva. And now we begin to understand the difference, fundamental difference, between Atav HaKartanu of all the holidays and the Atav HaKartanu that's unique to Sukkos. There's a brand new Atav HaKartanu as a result of Kapara, a new entity of Knesset Yisrael, the chosen people within the world of Tshuva, when Hashem receives that Tshuva and grants them Kapara. And just as we saw that Anochi Hashem Elokecha, that was taught to Klal Yisrael not once but twice, first on the 6th of Sivan, then on the 10th of Tishrei. On the 6th of Sivan, Bikodim L'Chet. On the 10th of Tishrei, based on Tshuva L'Achar HaChet. So too, the choice of Knesset Yisrael, the Bechira of Knesset Yisrael from all the nations, has two different sources. There's the choice of Knesset Yisrael, the beginning one, which is the Atav HaChatanu of Pesach and Shavuos. But then there's a new Bechiras Knesset Yisrael, a new Atav HaChatanu, Derech HaTshuva, which is generated in the very, very essential Atav HaChatanu of Chag HaSukkos on the 15th of Tishrei, when the Anani HaKovet of Chag HaSukkos were granted to Klal Yisrael. These were the Anani HaKovo that came back to Klal Yisrael. They were removed by sin. They, in a sense, terminated, just like we said, that sin terminates the first creation, so too it terminates the first Anani HaKovo. And now there's a new set of Anani HaKovo that coincides with the beginning of the building of the Mishkan as a Horah Slicha to teach that HaKadosh Baruch Hu accepted our tshuva and was Soleach for the Maisa Egel, and God granted forgiveness and atonement. The essence of this Slicha is not the Bechiras Knesset Yisrael that belongs to the Madura Kama of Havai, that belongs to the Kodem Lachet, but rather the essence of this creation of Klal Yisrael, this recreation of Klal Yisrael as the chosen people, coinciding with the beginning of the building of the Mishkan, after Hashem forgave us for the Maisa Egel. That's the shame, Liachar Achet. That's the Knesset Yisrael that comes into existence by virtue of the shame, Liachar Achet. And if we read Rabbeinu Yonah very carefully, we'll see a tremendous chidush. As far as the essence of Simcha in relationship to Tshuva, to the Avodas HaTshuva, with regard to Simcha and Mitzvahs in general, the Rambam says that Simcha Basiyas HaMitzvah B'Avas Hashem Shetziva and Avodah Gdolahi. There's a general obligation of Simcha with regard to all mitzvahs that reflects our love for Hashem, and it's a great Avodah. However, it doesn't belong to the essence of the mitzvah. It's not integral to the mitzvah. It's external to the mitzvah. It's a general extraneous kiyum of Simcha that belongs and relates to all Maaseh HaMitzvah in general. But when it comes to the mitzvah of Tshuva, Rabbeinu Yonah indicates that the Avodah of Simcha is not external to Tshuva, but it's included in the very essence of Tshuva. The mitzvah of Tshuva includes not just all the Yesodos of Tshuva, of Charata and Kabbalah, etc., but also includes Simcha, which is integral to Tshuva itself. It's Midarkei HaTshuva, says Rabbeinu Yonah, in Shar Dalet Os Ches, Midarkei HaTshuva Laharos Simchoso Kishiagia Zman Kaparoso V'tia Lo Li'eda Al Da'agoso Lashmoso V'igonuso Lavanosov. In other words, there are two sides of a coin. It's just like man has Daiga, he's worried about his guilt. He has Yagon, he's extremely anguished by his sins. But also he has the Simcha of Slicha, which undermines the Yagon of Chet, that two opposite sides of one coin. And therefore the Yagon of Chet, which is part and parcel of Charata, when a person feels deep remorse, when he feels sense of humiliation, that's Iker, that's primary in Tshuva. But so too the Simcha, when he achieves through Tshuva Kapara, that also is included in the Avodas HaTshuva. Learn from this that with regard to all mitzvahs in general, they're all, so to speak, surrounded by the fundamental Simcha, but that's Klolius. And as we said before, that's external to the Asiyas HaMitzvah. Tshuva, on the other hand, is very unique in the constellation of mitzvahs, because here we have an additional reflection, an expression of Tshuva, which is not only surrounds the mitzvah, as it does all mitzvahs, but is enters and penetrates into the very yesod, into the very essence of Tshuva. The Simcha is yesodi, because the Simcha in Avodas HaTshuva emanates from the very essence of what Tshuva is all about. Not just because it's a mitzvah like any other mitzvah. The essence of Tshuva is Simcha. When a person feels Lifnei Hashem, he experiences the Tara and the closeness, the intimacy to Hashem. That's what Tshuva is all about. Simcha, says Rabbeinu Yonah, is essential to the mitzvah of Tshuva. And if this be the case, we come back and reflect on the Atav HaChatanu, the unique choice of the nation of Israel on Chag HaSukkos, whose essence is accepting and choosing Klal Yisrael Derech HaTshuva, on the day in which the Anani Yaakov returned and the Slicha and the Kapar of Tshuva in the aftermath of the Cheder Egel was complete, with hidden within the mitzvah of Tshuva is the source of a very unique kind of Simcha, in addition to the general, as we said before, the general Simcha of Mitzvah, is now we understand why Simcha is so essential. It's so profound and high profile with regard to Chag HaSukkos. The Rambam writes at the end of Hilchos Sukkah with regard to Sukkah, Sukkos, Afal Pi Shebechol Amo Ados, Mitzvah L'Smach Ben True, says the Rambam, we have a mitzvah of Simcha of a Samach L'Chech on all the Moadim. But where do we find Simcha in the Torah? B'Chag HaSukkos, Hois of Amigdash, Simcha Yisera. And that's a reference to the Simchas Beis HaShoevu, as we said before. The Gemara establishes that the Bali Tshuva were up front. They played the major role as that Simcha burst forth in song with their unique song. Just as Tshuva contains within it its own mitzvah of Simcha, and that's above and beyond the general Simcha Shal Mitzvah, so too, inherent in the very essence and the meaning of Chag HaSukkos is this extra Simcha, that's the extra Simcha of Tshuva, which goes above and beyond all the other Moados. The Simcha of Sukkos, says the Rambam in his beautiful language, extends beyond the Simcha of the Moados. And that is because the Kedushas Yisrael that reflects itself, that expresses itself on Chag HaSukkos, is not the Kedushas Yisrael that is revealed in other Moados. Here in Sukkos, the revelation is to a new Kedushas Yisrael, a new unique role of Yisrael as the chosen people, the nation of Tshuva, the nation that came into existence as a result of the Avodas Tshuva, and was created by and belongs to the world of Havaya Shnia, of Li'achar Achet. We can summarize by saying that Avodas Hashem in general and Avodas HaTshuva in specific belong to two worlds. When we compare and relate one to the other, the Avodas HaTshuva is so unique, and we could say the same thing about Simcha of Chag HaSukkos in comparison to the Simcha of Adam O'adim. The Simcha of Sukkos is so unique, just like the Avodas HaTshuva is so unique, because the day of Sukkos is the day of Slicha V'Kapar to Klal Yisrael. That's the Simcha of Sukkos. It comes to fruition in a concrete way at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, but the day of Sukkos, the holiday of Sukkos, essentially is the sanctity of Simcha. Simchas Beis HaShoeva is the Lamaisa, and that expresses the Odef, the surplus of Simcha that exists in the choice of Klal Yisrael Derech HaTshuva of Chag HaSukkos. And therefore it makes sense that the Balei Tshuva will play such a unique role in singing the song of that Simcha. And when we look at the Hasidim and Anshei Maisa, who also participated with song and dance in the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, we find that the unique song of Tshuva at the Simchas Beis HaShoeva, Ashrei Ziknosenu Shekopral Yaldusenu, of the Shem Hashem Li'achar Achet, the song of the Anshei Maisa and the Chassidim, that belongs to Shem Hashem Kodem Lachet, but the song of the Balei Tshuva, that belongs to Shem Hashem Li'achar Achet. And Rabbeinu Yonah says, Daigas, as we saw before, Daigas Ashmoso Mesapechasi L'Simchas Kaparoso, from the fear and the anguish over sin, now transport replaces it as the Simcha of Kaparas Averos. And that Nida is something that comes to fruition. This Mida of the Simcha of Kapara is a reflection of an individual member of Klal Yisrael as a Yochid, and at the same time the Tzibur of Klal Yisrael as a collective entity. Because the entire Tzibur of Klal Yisrael was chosen anew on Chag HaSukkos and was regenerated into existence. And that regeneration of Knesset Yisrael in the world of Tshuva is a great Simcha. It's greater than the Simcha of the creation of Klal Yisrael before the Chet. And that's what the Rambam means with the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos was superior. It superseded the Simcha of the other Moadim. The Simcha Yisera of the Chassidim and Anshei Maisa, and especially of the Bali Tshuva, that comes to fruition at the moment, at the time of Atav Chartanu, a new choice of Klal Yisrael on Chag HaSukkos. The second Bechir of Knesset Yisrael, which reflects itself not with Anani HaKovid in general, you know, anonymous or generic Anani HaKovid, but Dafka with the Anani HaKovid of Chag HaSukkos, when our fear of sin and guilt was converted into the Simcha of Kapara. That's what gives light to our nefesh. And that sheds a light on the words of the Rambam, as we saw early. Afal pisha b'cholam o'adus mitzvah smoch b'hem b'chag HaSukkos ha'isham simcha yisera, the simcha yisera of Chag HaSukkos, as the completion of the system of Yerech Eisonim, of the Yom Noroim, of the month of Tishrei, of Ani Hashem li'achar achet, the new choice and the new emergence of a brand new Knesset Yisrael with its own Atav HaChartanu, its own choice from Hashem, the Anani HaKovid that were so essentially different than the first set of the Anani HaKovid. That's the Simcha of Chag HaSukkos, which the Rambam defines as Simcha Yisera. And although we could say that whenever a nation or a person is separated from the group, there is a fear of kitrug, you know, the kategor, meaning the prosecution, might come to claim something. This is a phenomenon that repeats itself throughout. When man was created, there was a kitrug in heaven, ma enosh ki tisukrenu, because the creation of man was a havdola, separated man as a unique creature amongst the creatures of the world. And also we find in Ne'ilah, Ata Hivdalta Enosh Merosh. So too, for example, the moment of Kriyas Yamsuth, there was a kitrug against Klal Yisrael, Manishtana Elu Mielu, Halolo of the Avod, etc., because Kriyas Yamsuth was the clincher, the termination and the apex of Yitzias Mitzrayim, which means Havdolas Yisrael Mena Amim. God separate us by taking us out of Egypt. And so too, when there's a Havdolah of Klal Yisrael from the nations of the world, in the Madura Tinyon of the world, so too there's going to be a revelation of Kitrug, an expression of Kitrug in the world against this second Havdolah of Knesset Yisrael Min Amim. And just like when in the first Havdolah at the time of Yitzis Mitzrayim there was Kitrug, Manishtanu Elu Mielu, so too in the second Havdolah Min Amim of the Atav Chartonu of Yom HaKippurim and the Tshuva of Salachti, there's a Kitrug. And that Kitrug is reflected in the Chazal that we began with, of Einon Yodim Ma Nitzeach Yisrael Umas HaOlam, the Umas HaOlam are coming and saying, we are greater than Knesset Yisrael. And everything now is placed in a certain question mark. And the Chiddush of the second Kitrug, over and above the first Kitrug, can be explained by the fact that in the second Kitrug, the Umos HaOlam are arguing against the claim of Klal Yisrael to this Bechira, this Tshuva, that's going to engender a special status that'll take them all the way till Achris HaYomim, to the end of days, when the ultimate redemption will come to pass. What's at stake here in the choice of Klal Yisrael, the Havdolas Yisrael Min HaAmim in the world of Tshuva, is the Achris HaYomim in the eschatological world of the future, the end of time. And the Kitrug now is a Kitrug that goes way beyond the Kitrug HaRishon. Now in the world of Tshuva and Achris HaYomim, the nations of the world are going to come and claim, why did Klal Yisrael deserve the Achris HaYomim, the Geula? Where's that Tshuva? And in fact, according to Chazal, against the Kitrug of the Umas HaOlam, the Gemara tells in Avodah Zarah, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to do all sorts of things to test the Umas Olam when they claim that they have rights to Geula. And ultimately, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is going to laugh at them and say, Shotim Shabolam, Mishatoch Be'er Shabbos, Yolchim Shabbos, you want to take part in the Achris Hayomim. What did you do to deserve that? Did you prepare for that? I'm going to give you one little mitzvah, an easy mitzvah relatively, a sukkah. And they go into the sukkah, the sun comes out, and they just kick the sukkah. You see that the Kedusha of the Moed of Sukkos contains within it the Kedusha of Havdolas Yisrael Min HaAmim, not just for that one moment of a Salachti Kidvarecha, but it's going to project the Kedushas Havdolas Yisrael for all eternity, till the end of days, the Achris HaYomim. Because we are Mishitorach Be'erev Shabbos, Yochal B'Shabbos. And this is what it means that we come on Sukkos with our Klei Zayin, with the Lokachtem Lochem V'Yom HaRishon. We take our Klei Zayin, we demonstrate our victory, and what we're celebrating is that we have been chosen with an Atav HaKartona that's going to lead us to the ultimate Geula. The Kedusha here is the Kedusha of a Hemshech of Tishrei, perhaps the apex of Tishrei, we could say. And on Chag HaSukkos, the Torah tells us, V'samachtem lifnei Hashem Elokeichem shivas yomim. This is the great Simcha of Chag HaSukkos.